Lidipasvir sofosbuvir harvoni recording for hepatitis web study. That's hepatitis C online. I am Robert G. Gish, MD, professor consultant, Stanford University Medical Center, senior medical director, St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center, liver program, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a clinical professor of medicine, adjunct at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I'm vice chair of the executive committee and a member of the steering committee of the National Viral Hepatitis Roundtable, NVHR. This slide deck was prepared by David Spock and Nina Kim, physicians at the University of Washington, who are leaders in developing the hepatitis web study. Today we're going to talk about Harvoni, the combination FDC, fixed dose combination, lidipasvir, sofosbuvir. This slide indicates my relevant disclosures. Background and dosing of lidipasvir and sofosbuvir. Lidipasvir and sofosbuvir comes in a single daily dose, fixed dose combination pill termed Harvoni. The approval status, FDA, took place on October 10, 2014. Indications and usage. This is indicated for the treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 1 in adults. Lidipasvir is an NS5A inhibitor. Sofosbuvir, a nucleotide analog NS5B polymerase inhibitor. Dosing in this fixed dose combination, it's 90 milligrams lidipasvir and 400 milligrams sofosbuvir. This can be taken with or without food. There is no food effect on absorption. Adverse events include fatigue and headache. Drug-drug interactions are minor. Indications and usage. This slide in genotype 1 patient population specifically highlights the treatment duration, which is 12 weeks for treatment-naive patients with and without cirrhosis, 12 weeks for treatment-experienced patients without cirrhosis, 24 weeks only for treatment-experienced patients with cirrhosis. The package insert and indication states, consider treatment duration of 8 weeks. In treatment-naive patients without cirrhosis who have a pretreatment HCV RNA level in their blood of less than 6 million international units per ml. Treatment-experienced patients is defined as those who have failed treatment either with pegylated interferon plus ribavirin or peg interferon ribavirin with an HCV protease inhibitor. The estimated cost of therapy of Harvoni for 8 weeks is $63,000. 12 weeks, $94,500, and 24 weeks, $189,000. This is estimated cost based on wholesaler acquisition cost of $1,125 per pill. Drug-drug interactions. Harvoni is not recommended for co-administration with PGP inducers such as rifampin-like drugs or St. John's wort. Please look at the prescribing information concerning interactions with acid-reducing agents. Specifically, do not take with antacids. And if a patient is taking a PPI, it should be at low dose, for instance, 20 milligrams of omeprazole, and can be taken prior to, within 1 or 2 hours, or at the same time as the PPI. Similar recommendation for H2 blockers. Antiarrhythmic drugs, anticonvulsants, antimycobacterials, and HIV antiretrovirals can also change the blood levels of lidipasvir and sofosbuvir. Please consult your package insert, contact your pharmacy support to determine if these drug-drug interactions are relevant. Adverse events of lidipasvir sofosbuvir are highlighted on this slide. Fatigue, headache are highlighted here at percentages between 10 and 20%, nausea, diarrhea, and insomnia are significantly less. We'll now review the studies that were focused on lidipasvir and sofosbuvir. This is a summary of key phase 3 studies. ION3, treatment-naive, non-cirrhotic genotype 1. This was an exploratory and a licensing study looking at 8 weeks versus 12 weeks. ION1, treatment-naive genotype 1, lidipasvir sofosbuvir with and without ribavirin to determine if 12 or 24 weeks would be the accurate and best dosing interval, and also whether ribavirin could be eliminated from this regimen. ION2, treatment-experienced patients, patients who either had interferon ribavirin or interferon ribavirin plus a protease inhibitor. This is ledipasvir, sofosbuvir, with and without ribavirin for 12 or 24 weeks. Was ribavirin required? What was the optimal duration of therapy in this treatment-experienced population? Let's first look at the ION3 study. This is quite innovative and trying to shorten therapy down to 8 weeks in genotype 1 patients. Let's now discuss the study design. ION3 was an open-label, randomized phase 3 using fixed-dose combination of ledipasvir and sofosbuvir with and without ribavirin for 8 or 12 weeks. This was in the United States. Importantly, these were adults, treatment-naive, non-cirrhotic patients, and no limits on BMI. The standard SVR, or cure, at 12 weeks was the endpoint used in all of the ION studies, including ION3. This gives you a diagram of those patients who were genotype 1 naive, non-cirrhotic, 8 weeks with and without ribavirin, plus FDC, Harvoni, genotype 1 naive patients, had ledipasvir, sofosbuvir for 12 weeks. There was no ribavirin in the 12-week arm in this study. Ribavirin was weight-based, 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams at that 75-kilo split. The ION3 study results show a patient cure rate, or SVR rate, at SVR 12, 93, 94, and 95%. It's important to note in this group there was no benefit of 12 weeks over 8 weeks. Ribavirin also added nothing to the SVR rate. Very important points, and we'll talk about some sub-analyses to help determine who was best served by this 8-week regimen. The major focus, of course, is trying to get above 95% cure rate. ION3 study results show that all patients responded and cleared virus on therapy. Specifically, end-of-treatment responders was 100%. SVR rate, 94 versus 96%. This is again in ledipasvir, sofosbuvir without ribavirin in this table. Relapse rate was higher in the 8-week than the 12-week group. It's 11 out of 215 patients in the 8-week group. Relapse, according to baseline HCV RNA level, was high in those patients with an HCV RNA level greater than 6 million international units at 10%. 12 weeks, if you were over 6 billion IUs, it was only 1%. Resistance data revealed no S282 T variant, which is the variant with reduced susceptibility to sofosbuvir, in any patients at baseline or after treatment using the best sequencing for resistance called deep sequencing. NS5A resistant variants were found in 18% of 647 patients. SVR 12 and 104, 90% of the 116 patients with resistance at baseline was slightly lower. Of the 23 patients who had a viral relapse during the ION3 study, 65% had this NS5A resistant variant at the time of relapse. Importantly, there are no commercial assays available for either NS5B or NS5A variants. With these very high cure rates and now recommendations for 12 weeks in patients with high viral loads, resistance testing is not advised. So if you use the 6 million breakpoint, your relapse rate is going to be 1% at 12 weeks. Thus, there's no reason to do baseline resistance testing. Let's now look at the ION1, which is fixed-dose combination with and without ribavirin for hepatitis C genotype 1 patients. The The ION1 trial was an open-label randomized phase 3 using the fixed-dose combination with and without ribavirin to determine if 12 weeks was equivalent to 24 weeks in this treatment-naive patient population. Up to 20% of patients had cirrhosis, but they were all treatment-naive and were adults. This was a U.S. and European study. The study design of ION1 is highlighted on this slide. Major point here is there's over 200 patients in each arm, evenly split between 12 and 24 weeks with and without ribavirin. SVR rates in the ION1 study, treatment duration of 12 weeks equaled 24 weeks with these outstanding results of cure rates between 97 and 99%. Ribavirin made no difference in either the 24 or 12-week regimen, leading to the product information and indication to treat for 12 weeks in this patient population in general, with the caveat that we just had from the ION3 study. Extremely high cure rates. This is intention to treat analysis. ION1 showed no difference in patients with and without cirrhosis, with and without ribavirin. 97, 99, 100% SVR rates. Very impressive results. Let's now talk about the ION2 study. This is very important because we have a large number of treatment experienced patients in many of our practices. The ION2 trial design was an open-label randomized phase 3 fixed-dose combination looking at 12 versus 24 weeks with and without ribavirin. ION2 is performed in the U.S. Entry criteria was adults, treatment experienced either with dual or triple therapy, as we discussed earlier. Up to 20% of patients had cirrhosis. This graphically shows the study design, showing a balance of over 100 patients in each of the four arms. With and without ribavirin, 12 versus 24 weeks with standard ribavirin weight-based BID dosing. The ION2 study results show the 12-week regimen at 94% and 96%. SVR rates versus 24 weeks, 99%. Almost 100% cure rate. Again, very exciting results. ION2 showed some interesting data, though. Here in patients with cirrhosis, the fixed-dose combination dropped below 90%, 86% for dual, and 82% for triple. Now, these numbers are relatively small, 19 out of 22, 18 out of 22. But this data with treatment experience with cirrhosis, noting the 24-week regimen had 100% cure rate, led to the package insert drug product indications for treatment at 24 weeks as recommended therapy for this subset of important patients. What we don't know is who might get away with 16 weeks or 20 weeks of treatment. There's no response-guided therapy. There's no indications for on-treatment monitoring to try to adjust treatment duration. Here we're looking at the ION2 study results, SVR by prior treatment regimen. Peg-Riba look very similar to Peg-Riba plus protease inhibitor, with higher rates in the 24 versus 12 weeks as we just described. Here is a summary slide of ION1, ION2, and ION3. Here I'd like to highlight the number of patients in each study, 865 in ION1, 440 patients in ION2, 647 patients in ION3. The respective study design, duration, and SVR rates. The next group that we're going to look at is going to be the Synergy study. This is Ludipisvir, Sofosbuvir, with and without a third DAA in hepatitis C genotype 1. Synergy trial features is an open-labeled phase 2 fixed-dose ludipisvir-sofosbuvir in combination either with GS9669, which is a non-nuke NS5B inhibitor, or GS9451, a new protease inhibitor, for treatment-naive, genotype 1, single-site, NIH, United States, Washington, D.C. region, treatment-naive, hepatitis C, genotype 1. 88% were black, 72% male, 80% CT or TT, 70% with nodal fibrosis score 0 to 2. Primary endpoint, SVR. So in general, this would be a difficult-to-treat population, although importantly, they had a lower fibrosis score. This is looking at and exploring an exciting new option to consider treating as short as 6 weeks. This is with either the non-nuke polymerase or the protease inhibitor as part of triple therapy. Dosing, drug dosing, is represented on this slide. Patient makeup and profile is highlighted on this slide, including the number of patients with nodal 3 and 4 in each of these different subgroups. Profound changes in viral kinetics with patients median clearing virus in 14 to 25 days, depending on the specific combination. The addition of a third group definitely led to more steeper viral kinetic clearance rates. Here is the cure rates: ledipasvir, sofosbuvir 100%, and 6 week arms 95 and 100%. The 9669 Gilead drug is probably not going to proceed through further development, but the GS9451 may proceed into further treatment trials and be part of future treatment regimens. Let's now look at the Electron trials. These are multiple arms that were looked at in that study, looking at sofosbuvir plus ledipasvir or the GS9669, the non-nuke polymerase inhibitor, also with and without ribavirin. Again, phase two, more exploratory study, but trying to see if we could get rid of ribavirin. This took place in New Zealand, genotype 1, over 100 patients enrolled. This includes treatment-naive patients, treatment-experienced with prior null response, historically very difficult to treat. Two groups of 7 were treatment-experienced and cirrhotic. Three treatment arms used, of course, the fixed-dose combination, lead-sof. Shows again, graphically, one of the purposes of this is to see if we could go as short as 6 weeks with lead-sof and whether ribavirin would assist in further shortening therapy. 12 weeks was exploratory using sof plus another polymerase inhibitor. It's quite interesting, but they act at different sites and may result in a high cure rate. Cirrhotic null responders, small number of patients, but exploring to see if these patients really are difficult to treat in this special subgroup. It's again, genotype 1 study. Here we're showing very interesting data that in this patient group, more difficult to treat, lead-sof ribavirin at 6 weeks was not sufficient. So it looks like that combo, even ribavirin, does not level the playing field. Sof, a polymerase inhibitor, nucleotide with a non-nuke plus ribavirin, had very high cure rates. This, of course, was at standard 12-week treatment regimen, 92%. So proof of concept, you can use two polymerase inhibitors, provided they work at different sites. Of course, in the control group, the lead-sof riba, 100% cure rate. Now we know that ribavirin probably would not be required in that group. Now let's move to the far right of this slide. Lead-sof riba, cirrhotic prior null responders, 70% cure rate. But if you add ribavirin, 100% cure rate. This continues to at least bring out the idea that ribavirin may assist in clearing patients' virus who are difficult or very difficult to treat patient profiles. The non-cirrhotic prior null responders got 100% cure rates with these two treatment regimens that we've described. Let's now talk about the Electron 2 study. This is looking at genotypes 1 and 3. Open label, phase 2, fixed dose combination of lead-sof plus or minus ribavirin, exploring whether this would be effective in genotype 3 patients. Genotype 3 patients in this study were all treatment naive. Importantly, group 2, genotype 1, decompensated cirrhosis. And then in group 1, prior treatment failure with soft-based regimens. Soft-based treatment with relapse. Very important exploratory study. Electron 2 study design is highlighted here graphically. Genotype 3, 25 and 26 patients with and without ribavirin. 26 with ribavirin, 25 without ribavirin. 12-week treatment in all of these groups. Look at these amazing results. Geno 1, lead, soft, ribavirin, soft experienced. We're going to be looking at 100% cure rate if this is confirmed in a larger study. But if you've got a Geno 1 decompensated cirrhosis, 65% cure rate, making you think in this patient population you may wish to add ribavirin, but we need more data. Let's now jump to genotype 3, lead-sof ribavirin, 100% cure rate, 12-week treatment regimen. This, of course, needs to be substantiated by further research, but quite provocative in terms of what outcomes we might expect in our patient population. Let's now turn our attention to the ERADICATE trial, which is genotype 1 HIV co-infection with Harvoni. The ERADICATE trial features included a phase 2 using fixed dose combination of lead-sof for 12 weeks in treatment-naive genotype 1 and HIV patients. This is one center in the U.S., hepatitis C genotype 1 treatment-naive, 50 adults, cohort A without antiretroviral therapy, in other words, treatment-naive to HIV medications, cohort B, treatment with concurrently antiretroviral treatment. Fibrosis 0 to 3, no cirrhosis, SVR 12. Again, highlighting this is a 12-week study looking at SVR 4 and SVR 12. In those patients on antiretroviral treatment, they needed to have a CD4 count over 500, HIV less than 40, current ARVs greater than 8 weeks. In the untreated patients, they had to have a low viral load, stable CD4, or a CD4 over 500. Here we're looking at what agents were tolerated and the number of patients treated with those antiretroviral therapies. The ERADICATE trial results. Let's move to SVR12 for the untreated patients. 100% SVR rate. We only have SVR4 for the ARV-treated patients, also 100%. Very exciting results. Small study, needs further confirmation, but looks like this fixed-dose combination may well level this playing field. All-oral therapy, interferon-free, and ribavirin-free. Let's now move to some summary comments. In closing, Harvoni, fixed-dose combination of ledipasvir and sofosbuvir, is an extremely attractive new option for hepatitis genotype 1 infection. This is the first FDA-approved interferon and ribavirin-free regimen. Highly effective SVR rates, over 95% in almost all patient groups. Convenient, one pill per day, and well-tolerated. Few major drug-drug interactions. Duration of treatment from 8 to 24 weeks, depending on treatment experience and presence of cirrhosis, and viral load at baseline. This is not currently approved for HIV co-infection or genotypes such as genotype 3, but this provides provocative information for providers to utilize in their practice to make specific treatment determinations or recommendations. Cost continues to be a major point of discussion, and whether shortening therapy, better contracting will bring prices down further is something under discussion and will be determined in the near term. No resistance testing is advised, pre or post-treatment. Let's go to one more important set of summary comments. Who to treat for 8 weeks? Genotype 1, viral load less than 6 million, non-cirrhotic, treatment naive. Importantly, no ribavirin is needed for any patient group except for the very interesting exploratory study from New Zealand, and no ribavirin is needed for this 8-week treatment interval. Off-label, potential current and future uses, HIV co-infection, decompensated cirrhosis, genotypes 2, doubtful, genotype 3, probable, 4, 5, and 6 to be determined, and the role of ribavirin in these other genotypes also needs to be determined. Treating patients with GFR less than 30 mLs per minute is not advised with sofosbuvir and ledipasvir. We do not understand the pharmacokinetics and drug accumulation, specifically as sofosbuvir in this setting. Interferon therapy. Will there be a role nationally, internationally, to further shorten treatment duration? We're expecting at least some exploratory studies with interferon as post-marketing events that may be investigator-initiated. Response-guided therapy. Will viral load testing, at times as early as 72 hours or 1 week, be clinically useful to continue to shorten therapy? A provocative comment is if you have 100% cure at a given time interval, such as 12 weeks, we're clearly over-treating patients. So let's think about new ways to measure viral dynamics that might be able to shorten therapy and reduce costs. This slide deck was provided from a collaboration with the University of Washington's leadership in the hepatitis C community. Hepatitis C Online and the Hepatitis Web Study projects are available through the University of Washington website. And there's a hepatitis web study also available at washington.edu. This was funded by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'd like to thank my collaborators at the University of Washington and the CDC for their ardent support of this excellent educational project. Thank you very much.